last episode of the 7-part series on whole tone scales and collaboration, we have come away with a beautiful song to send to Blake. So how do we do that without making his life miserable? And what do I even mean by that? Who even knows what I'm talking about? What could be so hard about it? Well, we're going to show you what could go wrong and how to make Blake's life as easy as possible. With this very important tool that hopefully you'll use on the Tune Shed.
Hey, welcome to the Tune Shed, the workshop for everything music from history, theory, creative process, production, you name it. We're here to become better music listeners, better creators, and better music lovers. I'm your host, Mike Blurry, and I'm here with my dear childhood friend and professional musician, Marty Gray. What's up, Marty?
Oh, we did it, dude. We did it. We made something.
We made a couple vibes. And I'm excited to get into this creative process part, or maybe just the process part. Because sending stuff is important, and figuring out how to do it right is annoying.
Yeah, it is annoying. And there's a lot of things that are irritating about it. One is, if you have someone else who uses Ableton, and you try to send them just the Ableton file, like the ALS file, it won't contain any of the stuff. Like any of the audio samples, any of the presets, nothing at all.
Not gonna work.
So this is specifically not an episode on how to send someone an Ableton project. This is how to send someone stems.
Really, this is universal. Anytime you're sending a project to someone from any DAW,
yep,
this is how you do it.
Yeah, and it's if you have someone who has Ableton in all of your plugins, then you can send them in session. If not, just send them stems. Mm-hmm. Send them stems. And this is all sort of like relatively dry. So we don't have to worry about crazy reverb tails or anything like that. So,
oh, dry meaning like not many effects?
Yeah, not like really, really wet with reverb.
Yeah.
Because when you print reverb, it's sort of difficult.
Yeah.
You know? But we can get away with it. Really, the only reverb is like on that one guitar. So,
talk about how great that is. That sounds amazing.
It's so vibey. I love it so much. But we have no time to dwell.
No time to dwell.
Okay. So here we go. First thing I have to do is I have to make sure everything is sufficiently dry. And I think the only thing that's really wet with reverb is this one guitar.
So I'm worried. I don't want to lose that reverb.
I'm going to print it in.
Oh.
It's going to be there. I think it's good. I think it's good that it's in there. But any excessive reverb, especially if it's a reverb return channel, like on a whole bus, just take that off. Take it off beforehand.
Okay.
The second thing I want to do is I want to make sure that I don't give you like too many annoying stems. And I think an annoying stem would be this one. I think those are fine to malt together.
Oh, just make it into one audio file instead of
one audio
four
file.
Separate ones with all.
Because it's not useful for you to have four separate ones because they're all the same anyway.
Well, do you lose the panning information if you put them all together?
No. And what? here's how we do it.
That's cool.
We open up a track.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Scada. And we go resampling.
Mm-hmm.
Select it to resampling. We arm it, we solo the stuff that we want to print, and we press record. So that's going to sort of just like print the whole layer as one audio file.
And you don't lose any audio quality when you resample, right?
Nope. That's everything cool. With effects prints.
That's beautiful. Oh, this last one's my favorite. So cool.
It's great. So then we can get rid of it. Delete. Now we sort of just compressed those four vocals right in and smushed it into one.
Okay.
We called it Scada. Now what we want to do is we want to look at all of our groups. So I do have one group called drums.
Okay.
There's no processing on this drum track. It's really just a folder to contain all of these drums.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to go ahead and get rid of it. I'm going to ungroup them. If there was processing on the drums, it would be another story. Like if there was like a compressor, but
Oh, compressing
there's,
everything.
yeah, just sort of compressing the whole layer. But I probably at this juncture would probably just delete that compression and send it to you, and you can compress it on your own.
Beautiful.
The other thing is this shaker. The
Oh, the
shaker does have
shaker.
processing on the group.
Yeah.
So we will need to print that out. So let's do that. So there is processing on the shaker, like the whole shaker group, not just each individual one. So if I gave
Yeah.
you each individual shaker, we'd lose that cool like.
The phasing and the EQ changing and
That's
yeah.
right. So we do the same thing. We resampling, we arm it.
Let's hear it.
Oops, we didn't solo the thing that we wanted. Just for the record, resampling takes everything not soloed. Whatever you're hearing, resampling will put into that track.
Yep.
So if we just press record and then we solo the shaker, that's what it sounds like. But if we solo what we just resampled, it sounds like what we just heard.
Yeah, it's everything.
Yep. So we have to solo just the shaker.
So this is all part of this like general cleaning step where you sort of get rid of your folders, you kind of compress all your effects into just audio files. You're sort of making the stems here.
Yeah, I'm making it easy for you, right?
Because
'Cause
this is
then
great.
if I gave you just this right and left shaker track and didn't give you all the effects, you'd have to figure out how to replicate those.
Oh, yeah.
So, better to just give it to you as it stands right now. So, because they're all the same, I just printed like one loop, and now I'm just going to press Control D on the region that I want to duplicate
Right.
and then just duplicate them.
Yep.
It's a little bit. One, two, three. And then we delete the shaker. Boom.
Bye bye.
Let's make sure it printed correctly. Printed correctly.
Sounds so cool.
I agree. So now nothing is grouped. And let's just make sure the reverb tail doesn't infect the next section. Yeah, maybe I'll just leave you a little bit of room. So my worry was that this like guitar track would bleed into the next section. Maybe a little bit, just to be safe. I'm going to show you another Ableton tool. So I need to make space here. I'm going to just click here. We're going to go create. Insert silence, or you could just press Control I. I'm gonna give it maybe 4 bars. So now it's gonna print all this stuff with a lot of space in between the two sections.
Yeah, and so when you send this to me, I'll kind of work on a transition or rearrange things, but you don't want any of that reverb to bleed in. That makes sense. Beautiful.
And then I'll insert 1 bar of silence at the beginning.
Good
And then the
practice.
fun stuff.
All right.
So now we're gonna export the whole thing.
Okay.
So we're gonna highlight the region that we want to export. In this case, I'm gonna do maybe like 6 bars after the song, quote unquote, ends, and so I can catch all the reverb from the electric guitar track.
Oh, nice. Yep.
I'm then gonna go Control Shift R, or you could go File, Export Audio slash Video. And this is the important screen. This screen is everything. Know this screen. So really what we have here is selection, render
Okay.
track master. What that's going to do is it's going to print one audio file with everything in it. That's
Okay.
not what we want. We want to go to this drop-down menu, and in this drop-down menu we see a lot of selections. First of all, I do notice that every track is selectable. So like
Yeah.
hi-hat, cicada, shook, bloink, all of that stuff is in there.
Our names.
Right? Per by IFTTTA.
So good.
I also see two options that are always there, other than master. That's all individual tracks or selected tracks only.
Right.
So if I wanted to export like only the drums, I would select the drum tracks,
Yeah, makes
then
sense.
press control render. I would render it out and press selected tracks only, but I want all individual tracks, right? So that's going to print a separate audio file for every track that we have.
Beautiful.
Rendering options include return and master effects. That stuff can be toggled on and off depending on if you want, if like, return and master effects are there.
Okay.
You can convert to mono.
Nah.
You can, change the sample rate. I recommend 44.1 kilohertz as the sample rate for music.
Nice and good.
Yep. For film, you'd select 48 kilohertz.
Oh, film's a little higher, huh?
Film's a little higher. I don't know why. I'm sure someone smarter than me has the answer. So then we have two options for file type. We have WAV and MP3. The WAV settings are under PCM, and we can toggle encode PCM on and off. What that's going
What
to do
is
is
that?
make a PCM is a, I don't remember, but the options are WAV, AIFF, and FLAC.
Oh, so file types there.
Yep, three different file types. Those are high quality audio file types. WAV, AIFF, and FLAC. Mostly you're going to be using WAV files. FLAC files are really dense and used for mastering, I think.
Okay.
MP3s are good if you're printing off a demo and it does, like, the audio quality doesn't matter. You're just like printing off something quickly for someone to hear with the express intent of changing it later. So I'm going to deselect encode MP3 because I'm not sending low quality audio. I'm sending high quality audio to Blake. And I'm sending him WAV files. My bit depth is 16. And it doesn't really matter what bit depth you use, just as long as both parties are using the same bit depth. But the most
Okay.
common is 16.
Cool.
For dithering options, I'm not going to use any dithering.
What's dithering again? I always forget.
Dithering is the idea that you're introducing a really low white noise signal to the file in order to lower the noise floor.
Yep, I remember. We had a whole episode on it. It was incredible. The different types of noise and all that. Yeah, it's complicated.
Dithering is weird. I don't know. I really don't understand dithering. But you are supposed to use dithering when you export like a final mix. And a quick Google search will tell you all you need to know about like which kind of dithering to use. There's a little drop-down menu that says like power one, power two, triangular, and different genres have different recommendations. You don't
Okay.
have to understand what it is to like select the right one.
So just no dither for stems though, right?
No dither for stems. We
Beautiful.
don't need that noise floor reduced. We're good. So then we press export. Now a window appears. So, okay, that's not the right folder at all. So
It always guesses wrong.
I know, it never knows what I want. So I'm gonna go to the right folder, which in this case is podcast, and then whole tone time. And I'm gonna make a folder
Wait, right
that
in your
says
project. That's so smart.
easy, easy. We're gonna call this song, I don't know, what should we call this song for now? What's the working title?
Well, the piano one was called Not Quite. We could call this one
Quite.
Quite. That's what I thought too, or like almost. I don't know.
Quite. I'll call it
Quite.
quite quite.
Quite.
Quite. So then we open that. All of our stems will appear in quite. Ooh, actually, let's name this quite stems for Blake.
Oh yes, good to
This
be
is good too,
specific.
so that you know and I know what that folder is.
File hygiene quickly gets out of control. It's worth
Dude.
being a little bit intense about it.
It is. It's worth being very diligent. And then, so this is also confusing. It'll ask you for your file name. You would think like whole tone time is fine. What Ableton is going to do is it's going to attach the name of the track after whatever you type in, right? So if I type in like quite here, every stem is going to be called quite underscore kick, quite underscore snare. And that gets really taxing. So I like to keep this stage really short, so I'm just going to name it QQ underscore. So every stem will be called like QQ and then whatever the track was called. I'm
Oh, nice. Okay.
going to
Yeah,
press
that's nice.
save and it's going to start rendering. So then you can go and get some tea, you can get some coffee, you can do whatever you gotta do. And we'll probably cut the podcast here and then just like continue out. after we render all of this stuff. So see you guys soon.
All right, it's going.
So we're gonna just, so it's all converted. So I'm gonna get this. Just gonna check to make sure everything's there. Quite stems for Blake.
Yep.
Yeah, all of this is there. See how that's a little bit nicer. QQ,
oh,
cicada,
nice.
QQ guitar. So all of that
I'm getting
is
like
just
15 audio files instead of like hundreds or something. Not hundreds, but you know, like a ton of these ones that were a bunch of different tracks and layers and effects that I'd have to recreate and all this stuff.
Yeah, and depending on your creative process, you could even just like sum down the drums, like just print the drums into one track if you wanted.
Oh yeah,
if you
totally.
liked how they sounded and you weren't going to add anything or change anything.
Yeah.
But it's good to have like as much control as possible, especially early.
Yeah.
So we are early in the process here. There'll probably be a lot of tweaking.
Yeah, we're in stage one, baby. We're good. So now we need to send this to you. So I could either just drag this into an email and all of the stems would upload individually and you'd have to click on each one and download them. I've had that happen before. People send me emails with like 35 stems and I'm like, well, that's silly. So
thank God,
the best course of action, the best practice is to zip this. So to zip this folder, we right click it and we can press to zip file. Boom.
Yep.
Mac has a similar thing too.
Gets real small.
Yeah, it makes it nice and compact. So that way Blake can download one zip file and then transfer it to his folder and then unpack the zip file.
Oh, beautiful. Okay.
Quite stems for Blake. Zip. We are good. We drag Gmail down here. Hopefully I don't dox myself or anything. Yeah, I think I'm good. It's a lot of DoorDash. quite stems, and then in the body you write him a note like, "You suck, hee 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 hee." That's always nice. Then you wait
Got
for
him.
It to upload, and you press send.
Perfect.
Oh, and if it's a Google Drive link, make sure they're set to editor. Boom.
Hey,
and that's it.
Not bad. So you just email it off, make sure it's zipped, make sure their editors if it's a Google Drive link. And
yeah, you can transfer it any way you want. You could, you know, drag it to a Google Drive folder and then share them in that folder. You could use Dropbox, like it doesn't really matter. Just as long as you get that zip file to them.
Cool. Yeah, that's nice. It makes it clean, it's professional. If you're ever working with someone, like the first time we worked together, actually, you were like, send me the stems. I was like, what do I do?
What does that mean?
So you had to walk me through this. So it's nice to see the whole process because I probably did send you 15 files or something instead of a compressed singular file. So that's nice.
Well, that's okay. And I feel like you did a great job, you know, but it can be, there's a lot of snags that you can run into when you send stems.
Totally.
And you can get stems from someone and be like, "Ah, oh, this is so annoying," and it just like discourages you from wanting to work on that project. So
yeah, we're all about lowering friction, raising creativity. Keep it simple, keep it easy. Technology should be a tool, not in your way.
Boom! I couldn't have said it better myself.
Sweet, I'm so stoked to work on this project. It's gonna be so good.
It's all yours, baby. It's all yours.
Awesome. Cool. What you think?
That's it.
You got any, you got any as a last send off, any good music you've been listening to lately?
I got one thing I've been listening to lately.
Oh, what you got?
Bye, everybody.
Much love, everybody. Listen to this.